PacificBeerChat.com, part of the Hopped Up Network.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike's Craft Beer. Just doing a short little episode for Pacific Beer Chat here. Me and my wife just got back from Orlando, Florida on our honeymoon, a trip we booked like over 6 months ago, well before we knew there was going to be a massive hurricane coming at the state. We headed down hoping that it would miss, but while we were there, the hurricane started hitting the Caribbean, and it was kind of surreal to see, because where we were, you would never know there was a hurricane coming. The weather was beautiful. It was way too hot at around 40 degrees with humidity, but you couldn't tell anything was happening. But when they announced that the airport was going to close Saturday at 5 p.m., me and my wife decided to try like hell to get a flight out, and we did find one at noon, just, you know, a few hours before they closed the airport. And the airport didn't open until today, Wednesday, so it was good to get a flight out, because work never likes when you're late coming back. But on Sunday, I was supposed to head down to Tampa Bay. I really wanted to check out Cigar City Brewing while I was in Florida, because I tried some collaboration beers of theirs, but I hadn't really had anything that they had brewed themselves, but I'd heard so many things about them. And unfortunately, didn't make it down to the brewery, but I was able to find some of their beers at a liquor store chain called Knightley Spirits. The one on Orange Blossom Trail had hundreds and hundreds of beers, so I stopped in there and picked up some beers so I could at least try some at home. I also picked up some other beers from other Florida breweries, and I know a lot of people don't like them now because they sold to AB InBev, but picked up some Funky Buddha, and it's exceptional. I wish I could have some more, but I'd like to just kind of maybe let people know what it's like at some of the theme parks down in Florida, because you don't really expect alcohol, say, at a Disney park. But let's start with Universal Studios. Most of the stands around where you could get snacks and drinks, you could get, it seemed like you could get, what was it? Sam Adams Rebel IPA, which is a pretty good IPA, a little more on the English side, but I enjoyed it. But when you went into places like Springfield, the Simpsons themed area of the park, they had beer made by Florida Beer Company. Unfortunately, they sold to the conglomerate that owns Carib Brewing, or Carib Brewery, but hey, it's not AB InBev. But they make the Duff beer. So they had three different versions. I tried the Duff Dry. It was actually quite enjoyable. It was a dry stout. I'm not exactly what Homer was drinking, for sure. And then when you went over to Disney World, the Magic Kingdom, the one everyone thinks of with the big princess castle and stuff in the middle, there wasn't a lot of alcohol. I did find some Chimay Blue when we were at Be Our Guest, which is the Beauty and the Beast themed restaurant. Other than that, though, there wasn't much alcohol there. But the other parks really did have some options. Animal Kingdom, we went there in the Pandora World of Avatar area that just opened up this year. Florida Beer Company again had made two different beers that were themed for the park. I had the, I forget what it was called now, but it was the Grog, and it was a beer. It was quite tasty. It had green food coloring, which usually I wouldn't be a fan of, but they're trying to make it Avatar themed, and it kind of worked. They also have at Epcot Center, where we made it as well, they have a craft beer festival, sort of, I think it's the U.S. Pavilion, and they had a bunch of different beer from all different Florida breweries. As far as I could tell, most of them, if not all of them, were independent still. And you could either do a west or an east flight. Came in a little cardboard container with plastic cups, but it was pretty neat. Got to try quite a few different beers, from a chocolate milk stout to some blonde ale kind of things, or I think there was at least one wheat ale in there. And they were enjoyable. There was no turds in the lot. They also had their wine and beer festival and food festival going on, and they had a lot of different options to drink. Not all of them were craft, but there was a lot of beer and alcohol options all through that park. So it's not just for kids anymore. I highly recommend checking it out, and you can kind of fend off the excessive heat in the summer. Every day by midday with humidity, it was 42 degrees, and that's kind of hard to deal with sober, at least for me. But I thought I'd kind of quickly share two of the beer that I brought back, both from Cigar City Brewing. One is the Invasion Pale Ale. Got a pirate on there, kind of Disney themed. And the other one is the Maduro Brown Ale. Brown Ale is a style I love, but you don't see a lot of them. So maybe I'll start with the Invasion Pale Ale here. It's got a nice head on there. Seems to be sticking around quite a while. It's got a kind of a nice fruity aroma. Quite citrusy. Maybe mild pine. Not a lot else going on there. There's some nice piney resin up front. And then you're getting some more caramelly malts in the middle. And then it's quite citrusy with a nice dry finish. That's a really nice pale ale. If you can find the Invasion Pale Ale, I would quite recommend it. I don't know how far their distribution goes, but I think it's outside of Florida. It's just not the west coast of Canada yet. Yeah. And then we'll give the brown ale a try here. So this is the Maduro Brown Ale. It's definitely got the color right. Deep brown, brown head. Oh, it's nice roasty, nutty flavor, aromas. Definitely some chocolate in there. Toffee. Just kind of a bit of a sweetness in the end. Oh, that's really nice. It's definitely got the toffee and chocolate. Some nice coffee in there too. Not a lot of bitterness. It's on the sweeter side of the malty scale. I would definitely recommend this though. So yeah, on top of the Russian Imperial Stout I had the other night, I'm really impressed with what Cigar City Brewing has to offer. Both of these are great beers and well worth your pickup. I have to say that I wasn't sure what to expect when I went to Florida. I'd never really thought about going there, and after being there and you know, kind of experiencing the people of Orlando and some of the beer from the area. I can't wait to go back and try more of the beer. I'd like to finally get to Cigar City Brewing. I'm really bummed out still that I couldn't make it there, but it wasn't worth sticking around for the hurricane to find out if everything survived. So I hope this short little episode was interesting, and have a good day. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of Pacific Beer Chat. Find us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Pacific Beer Chat. You can also find us at Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and YouTube at Pacific Beer Chat. We would love if you would leave us a review on your platform of choice, as it helps expose the podcast to new listeners, just like you. Check out our website at pacificbeerchat.com or contact us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're also part of the Hopped Up Network, an international podcasting network. If you enjoy craft beer podcasts, head over to hoppedupnetwork.com for all your listening needs. Cheers.